Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When asking questions about astronomical time, scientists are eager to adopt methods that bring any increased precision to measurements involving billions of years. Michael Paul, professor of physics at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, explains a process that has refined our knowledge about the birth of our solar system.
Establishing chronologies of past events or determining ages of objects requires having clocks that tick at different paces according to how far back one looks. Nuclear clocks used for dating are based on the rate of decay of an atomic nucleus expressed by a half-life, the time it takes for half of the nuclei to decay. Radiocarbon dating, for example, invented in Chicago in the late 40s, can date archaeological artifacts because the half-life of radiocarbon, or carbon-14, is of a few thousand years. Our solar system is 4.5 billion years old, and the evaluation of ages over the history of Earth, or the solar system, requires extremely slow-paced clocks. We determine the pace, or the half-life, of one of these clocks, the nucleus Samarium 146, which belongs to a group of nuclei which were alive in the early solar system, but have since totally decayed. Samarium 146 has become the main tool for establishing the time evolution of the solar system over its first 100 million years. Our result shows that the half-life of Samarium 146 is shorter by a third than what was adopted before, 68 million instead of 103 million years. This clock, with a faster tick, shrinks therefore our chronology of the early solar system to a shorter time span. The differentiation of planets like our Earth and formation of rocks on Earth, but also on the Moon and on Mars, are now estimated to have occurred at earlier times after formation of the solar system, not more than 200 million years.
That was Michael Paul of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.